This is Laura. You're now listening to part two of the November 4th Jimmy Doan podcast.
How are we doing?
Are we on?
Pretty much.
Okay, good. Okay, there's a lot of stuff left here in our last hour, and I love this. Jeff just said he liked our rant on our idea there.
Cool.
Which we need to copyright that in case anybody else
it's
wants
copyrighted.
To, that's right. If anybody else wants to use it, we're suing. Mm-hmm. We have an attorney here. Let me just think. You want to talk about global warming, or you want to talk about? You want to, there's some market stuff
Gee,
here.
Gee, Jim, it's your show.
Wow, I wouldn't know where to start, Jimmy.
Okay, let me just see.
Let's talk about that prostitute that's supposed to come over here later.
Oh, no, here's the thing that Jeff did send us.
With the drugs and the guns.
Unfortunately, Jimmy has to go eat dinner in a few minutes.
You're going to miss out.
I know I am. But here's what Jeff sent us from Norway, mm-hmm. Norvegia. Break for sex. It turns out that the finance minister, Kristen, I guess that's a girl, Kristen Halvorsen, is considering giving prostitutes a tax exemption.
Way to go, Kristen.
My primary desire is to get those involved in prostitution out of it. I don't know why. It turns out that in Norway, prostitution is legal, but bordellos and pimps are illegal, I guess.
But animal bordellos.
Well, no, those are in another country, you see.
Denmark.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. They're down there. Anyway, the next thing that comes, is that frightened prostitute, this is in Norway also, frightened prostitute wins compensation. Apparently, a 25-year-old female prostitute in Bergen, Norway, won compensation for lost income. After a threat on her life made her too scared to work, which I thought...
so she gets unemployment insurance?
Yeah, well, no, she got NOK $150,000, which is about $22,000 in compensation. Apparently she got...
She's too scared to work.
Yeah, that was her disability.
Must have been my last prostitute over
boy,
there.
Boy, I'm taking you. Imagine if she'd be scared to see me. That's right. Yeah. Okay, that's good. I'm going to talk a little bit about global warming. I think I'm going to talk about global warming here. The Brits have come out with a new study that has said absolutely global warming, and it's caused by man, and we're in deep doo-doo. If we don't do something about it right now, we're all going to die. Doomed, and the planet is going to burst into flames, we're all going to die.
But then it gets better, right?
But it gets... Well, here's the deal. The way I look at it is some people ought to be happy because the first thing we get rid of are all the humans.
Kill all the humans.
That's right. Kill all the humans. And once the humans are gone, that takes care of any
hot
gases or whatever. In the Earth.
Want to kill all humans?
So what's... I don't see the problem here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems to me
all
like...
All right, that's tongue-in-cheek, of course. Look, what your point about global warming is very simple, and that is it's going to take some time. I don't care how fast the temperature is supposed to be rising. It's going to take some time, and that's enough time for any market to react. Markets react very quickly, on the order of a day. And if temperature's changing, then, people will move around. People will sell properties, buy properties. The market will adjust. People will adjust and move inland. If you look at the coastline of Florida, even for the last 10,000 years or so, it used to be way out in the Gulf.
Yeah.
The coast used to be way out in the Gulf. And now it's moved in. Surprise, surprise. When the glaciers all melted, the water rose. That's what happens. And it's going to keep happening. I'm telling you, check the cycle. For another 2,000 years, it's going to get warmer. And then for 80,000, it's going to get cooler.
Well, the other thing is that, of course, it ages spiritual machines, as we've all said, in about 50 or 60 years, it isn't going to make any difference anyway. So, I mean, that's the whole thing. Is the government's... There you go. Perfect. By the way, Jeff wrote in and wants to know if we want to put one of those paint guns in the Rose Garden.
In the Rose Garden?
Yeah,
the White House.
Yeah, the White House. Right. He wants us to have one there.
Oh, man.
Next time
Bush
is up there making a speak.
Boom, gun. Bam. Oh.
That's right.
I got it. Look at that. That's my signature color.
That's it. Right, right. You might.
I ordered that. That's a Pantone Eric, Engineer Eric color.
So anyway, the headlines this week of one is called Kyoto failing to cool the planet, the Kyoto Accord that some people signed up. And my answer to that was, duh. I mean, the simple fact is that.
What do you mean their big air conditioner didn't work?
You mean like Kyoto is the anagram's best favorite friend for Tokyo?
It is, isn't it? I even think you're better at that than I am.
I stole that off Futurama. I don't know that smart.
Oh my God. Well, the thing about it is that what this all involves is you have to ask yourself, who's going to do it? And this is obviously an attempt. It's not enough that the local people here take over the town. They want to take over the whole world, and they want to tell us.
Did you ever see that Pinky in the Brain where he was going to build that giant washing machine?
Whatever happened to Pinky in the Brain?
Man. They took over the world.
That's right. And we're all under their spell.
And exactly. I can see it now. In Kyoto, they'll be building this giant air conditioning unit, this giant window unit.
Mm-hmm.
And
then they're going to run it with fossil fuels. No, they're going to run it on solar. That's the problem. As this thing, they've got this huge
Earth
fan.
Squeezes like a raisin.
They got this huge fan to blow the carbon dioxide away or something like that, only it's run on this monster coal-fueled fire plant.
You know, right.
Billowing smoke out like Chernobyl. Mm-hmm. Only Chernobyl was nuclear. Okay, so no smoke there. Okay, but
you wish it was like Chernobyl.
That's right. You'll wish. That's right. Exactly right. Right. So the point is, it ain't going to happen. I mean, this is a communist, and I use that with a small c. I don't mean like the red communist, but this is an effort by the elites. If Lou Dobbs wants to talk about the elites taking over the world, this is the kind of thing that they want to do. And it's terrible. And there is a market solution to this.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of the way. Leave it alone. It'll all take care of itself.
I can't wait for another decade.
Well, one of the things that's interesting about this is the report from England. And even if they're right, let's assume for the moment that we're doomed, that in 50 or, that in 50 or 75 years, it ain't going to, right. We're doomed.
There you go again.
The politicians of the world don't exactly have the greatest track record in preparing for the future. As an example, Social Security or Medicare, they put all of this stuff off. I remember the first time they tried to fix Social Security, it was about 1978, I think it was. They realized, the actuaries came and said, look, by the year 2050, the thing is going to be horribly broken. I think they were saying the year 2030 or something like that. And if they had actually had done what they were supposed to do, believe it or not, I'm no fan of Social Security. It was a mistake from the start. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's a tontine. It is a horrible thing.
It's a Ponzi tontine.
That's right. It's
to the Google.
Ponzi-tine.
It's a Ponzi-tine.
It is.
Tell us how you feel, Jimmy.
Yeah. All right. It is a horrible, unbelievable mistake. It strayed, even if it had been held to its original ideas, which Roosevelt came up, it actually might have worked for 500 years before it collapsed. But again, as P.J. O'Rourke once said,
they got the dirty little hands in it.
That's right. Well, money is to politicians like dung is to flies. And the simple fact is
crack to crack hose.
That's it. Exactly right. They cannot keep their hands off it. So they spent all the money, as you well know. And then to add insult to injury, they decided, well, we haven't spent enough, so we're going to do the Medicare program, which is three times the size of that, is really going to make us bankrupt in 50 years. But we don't care.
Let's vote them in.
That's right, because they're taking care of us. The deal is that if they had done the repair in Social Security because of compounding, which we've talked about before, if they'd fixed it in 1978, actually we wouldn't have to worry about it probably to the year 2200, when most of us, again, will be age of spiritual machines, will be the size of a fly and be brilliant, giant, doing the planets. The same thing is with this global warming. They're talking about 50 years out. Nobody's going to do anything about it, except that they're going to try and tell you what to do. They'll put up more surveillance.
The gray goo is going to take over all of us in about 25 or 30 years, so you don't have to worry about that.
The what now?
The gray goo.
Oh, the
gray goo, Jimmy. You're of this ilk era thing. You know, this is the nanotechnology, the gray goo, where everything transforms. The experiment gets loose in a lab. This is like a 50s, 40s Isaac Asimov thing or something like that. It's like a nanotechnology thing. It makes everything, it replicates itself, like a replicator. But it's a nanotechnology thing, and it turns everything into gray goo because it's carbon-based or whatever, All right, I'm done. Bye. Go ahead.
Cue the crickets.
I can't wait until we have another super cold winter, and then everybody reverses and goes back to its global cooling. Every so often that happens. And, here we are apparently...
I'm glad global warming never happened.
Actually, it did. But thank God nuclear winter canceled it out.
Yeah, here we are at the end of what was supposed to be, predicted to be, a disastrous hurricane season.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I mean, due to the effects of global warming.
Oh, no, we were supposed to be blown away.
Category 6 is rolling across the plains.
You know, in tandem.
Right.
In tandem. That's right. No, just one, like a train.
Right.
Like a train. You know, just the one after another. This was the
cross-Florida barge canal should have been completed by now.
Yeah. That's right, with the hurricanes coming through. That's right, digging up the whole
thing. Nothing.
Nothing. Zero. I mean, it was, like, quiet.
Big there
was
nothing.
No, I mean, the only hurricane even system that came through was like a sprinkle. I mean, they didn't even barely close the schools.
I don't think they closed them at all. Oh, no, they closed them because they panicked.
Right.
They didn't have to.
Well, they closed them because they were afraid that everybody would be out there up in arms, like, after Katrina.
Right. So, anyway, it again...
Elvis has left the building. Thank you, and good night.
There we go. So, again, the market will figure this out. The whole thing is they just got to get out of the way. Okay, what's next? What's next on the list? What you got next? It's not to do with the environment so much, but in New York. Now, we've had Chicago and other places that are worried about fat people. There's two things to consider here. One is that New York has decided now to ban trans fats. This is New York City.
The state or the city?
The city. One of the proposals would ban all but a minute amount of artificial trans fats for use in food preparation.
It amazes me, the arrogance of the FDA.
It's not the FDA. This is the New York City Council.
Okay, those guys. I tell you, everybody, you give somebody a little bit of power, man, they think, we're going to clean it all up. You know, they'd have banned all cholesterol if they could have 20 years ago before good cholesterol came out.
Yeah. One of the things
there'll be good trans fats in 5 years.
There was another article that I did pull down that said
there'll be trans fat bars in a few years.
Trans fat, you know, you'll be smuggling trans fat across the border.
That's it.
Hey, you got some? What do you got? Cocaine? No, I got trans fat. Take some. Yeah, take some.
Order, yes, you go right ahead.
A guy opens up his coat.
I got a Milky Way.
Whoa, that's worth some. That big money for that. They'll be a blow on the black market. The deal is, though, that they, again, trying to tinker with the market. One of the problems that they've got in this country, of course, is the obesity. There was an article recently that came out that, I don't know if you know this, but the new diet, did you see the new diet? It's the starvation thing. I've got it right here someplace. It turns out that they've done a study.
And what does that have to do with dieting?
I don't know.
Starving diet?
Starving diet, I guess. No, there was an article here. I've got it right here someplace, and I've lost it. Okay. There is a new study out that said you can prolong your life by 40% by a calorie deprivation. This has been around for quite a while. I guess this is
you can shorten it by 40% by doing that, too.
Well, that's...
No,
I guess
actually, that is kind of true. There's lots of studies to back that up. If you get Fantastic Voyage by Ray Kurzweil, again, one of my biggest heroes, who wrote Age of the Spiritual Machines, they have proven that at least in lab rats and things like that, they can extend their life quite significantly by a low caloric intake.
And they'll figure out in the future that it was because the scientists were beaming longevity thoughts through some sort of...
Well, even if it's true, what I find interesting is, so what? Let the market figure it out.
In 20 years, it won't matter.
Well, that's number one. In 20 years, it won't matter. And this is all part of natural selection. If you, one of the things that I've always liked is when you see on TV, you see the horrible poor people, only they're like 100 pounds overweight. I don't know what they're eating, but they're not doing too shabby. I mean, that's their problem, is they got too much food, as far as I could tell.
And did you see that? Again, they've taken skinny genes out of skinny mice and put them into fat mice, and taken the fat genes out of fat mice and put them in the skinny mouse, and on the same diet and exercise, the skinny mouse get what? It became fat, and the fat mouse became skinny.
I like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's...
So where can we get some of that? I need some of that.
Well, that's the whole point. That is one of the biggest scams out there right now, that leptoprin shit that you keep hearing about on the thing.
It works, right?
Yeah, right.
How can you charge $400 for a bottle?
They named it after that gene that's... It's like leptoprin or whatever. That's the gene that they actually transferred from one mouse to the other.
I love this because...
But it has nothing to do with the actual... It's not gene therapy. It's a freaking placebo that you take. And
these are like Diamond L's on the shopping network.
Diamond L's.
Not a diamondette, mind you. This is a Diamond L.
No, exactly.
It's 5-carat Diamond L for $50.
Mm-hmm.
God, can you?
You too.
That's right. You can look like Elizabeth Taylor, except fake.
I tell you, you talk about the involvement of these petty bureaucrats in people's lives. I saw something the other day on a case plan for somebody That is to say, the Department for Controlling Families, I mean, the Department of Children and Families, had ordered that this woman, part of her case plan, that's what they call the sentences these days that they impose on you.
Really? That's the word for it, is case plan.
Yeah, case plan.
Not a sentence.
Right, no. And the sentences that they give you are called services. Services, not sentences. They're services.
You can't hold off judgment on a thing like that, sir, until all the facts are in.
Yeah, trust me, they're in. And here you are. It's services. I mean, services is something usually, you know, you pay for. Well, and of course, these you do pay for.
Yeah, you
have to pay. And then you have to do them. But one of the services that she was receiving was no romantic involvement.
And that
excuse me, thanks, that would be, to my way of thinking, rather an odd way of looking at it.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Yes, it is.
No, she's not allowed to have a boyfriend.
No.
That was her
sentence, because her problem in life was that she was a battered woman.
What about a girlfriend?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
That's better.
That's no a good question. If she's a teacher, she might have a little student.
What if it's possible transsexual?
I'm going to bring this stuff up to the judge.
Could she have an operation and maybe, like, change?
Something. Because literally, they are controlling her relationships.
I would say that if that's the case, the next job opportunity for us, the next entrepreneurial opportunity.
Paintball.
Well, not paintball, but I think we could open up a sex toy place next to the courthouse there.
Because
these people are not allowed to have...
Or the church. You see that
evangelical guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Didn't do it. Inhale.
I did buy the ecstasy, but I didn't actually
I threw it away. Yeah, I spent $100 for this pill, and I threw it away. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Betcha.
He sucked a big one.
No, man. He's talking about. And of course, he went in and did the. Who was the guy who cried in front of everybody after he got caught with the prostitute? Was that
OJ?
Yeah, OJ, right. It wasn't Baker. It was the other one that cried in front of the.
Dahmer?
No.
They fried up Rollins or whatever, finally.
Yeah, that's right. It was 1990, I think. Yeah. 16 years.
Shut Gainesville down.
That was Rollins.
Well, we don't have any murders here. It's like, Danny Rollins or Danny
Rolling. Rolling, whatever. Rolling. They fried him on last week.
Yeah.
Halloween. So I'm just right there about, so I guess that was part of the deal.
It was a pay-per-view, I think.
It was a pay-per-view and a couple of paintballs in the meantime.
Yeah. Isn't that paintball to make us fabulously wealthy?
That's it. So we had a little execution. Everybody was out there saying, don't do it. And other people saying, do it.
Mm-hmm. So who else was crying? Somebody else? We don't remember.
I forget. One of the preachers was, after he got caught with some prostitute. It wasn't
Jim Baker.
I don't know. I don't think it was Baker. It was the other guy.
Oh, Falwell.
Jerry Falwell.
No, it was. No. I remember. I could see the picture of this guy crying on. And everybody forgets.
Travis Fox.
Yeah, no, Travis. Yeah, Travis would love to hear that. these are the droids you're looking for. Hypnotist, right?
Benny Hinn.
No, it wasn't Benny Hinn. I'll think of it. I'll think it right after the show is over.
All right.
Anyway, this guy went on and he apologized to everybody, and he was on some talk show, and everybody bought it. They bought it. They said, "Oh, okay."
How much did they buy?
Apparently enough to keep him in. He's lost his job as head of the church and head of the society or whatever it is. But he's not moving out of his house or anything, I guess, and still has.
He's not moving out of his Gulfstream.
Something is, and his wife and kids have all forgiven him and everything like that.
That's all he did.
It's not a big deal.
So he had sex with a guy. And he had a bunch of ecstasy. Big deal.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Consenting adults.
It's not like
who cares?
Right, exactly.
It's not like it's a crime,
point.
Except
no.
It is.
Exactly. Exactly.
Shouldn't
it's not
be.
Like a crime, except it is. Exactly
it
right.
Shouldn't be. Half.
That's right.
Somebody was telling me that half of the people in jail today, half of the people in federal.
Wouldn't be there.
Except they're in for nonviolent offenses.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
Half, it's like a million.
Half of federal prisoners are in there.
For nonviolent.
Right. And it's about 15-20% in the state prisons.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, but true. Okay.
63% in Martha Stewart's prison.
Is that right?
We're in there for nonviolent drug offenses.
Well, and hers wasn't even a drug offense. Hers was...
She was
decorating offense.
Yeah, right. Hers was... hers talking to the wrong person
offense.
At the wrong day.
You call those brownies, you're going to jail, baby.
That's right. They were laced. They were laced. Well, she's back, and she's not poor. What's next? Anything? Have you got what's next here?
I printed the list up for you.
I know, but did you notice here locally which I thought is really a travesty, the pink flamingos face extinction.
No, I saw that. And in fact, speaking of flamingos...
I went on eBay and found out those flamingos that used to be two for $10 are now $50
right,
a piece.
Right.
The pink ones...
How many did you win?
I didn't win any. I said, forget it. I'm going to wait till they... like Beanie Babies, you know.
They got enough down there in Miami Vice Land or whatever?
That's exactly right. Well, what happened was, apparently, they're coming up with the 50th anniversary of the pink flamingo. This guy Farnsworth, or whatever his name is, he invented him. He's a sculptor. He lives in Massachusetts. Never has been to Florida, as far as I know. Anyway, had to set up this company, and they... Apparently, the resin costs because of the oil and everything else have gotten out of control, and there was 100 or 150 people that worked at his plant turning out these pink flamingos, and the demand has gone down, and so he's closing up and going out of business. The deal is that now, suddenly, these things are becoming, as when you have a dead artist, paint artist or something like that, the prices are going through the ceiling. Genuine this, I went on eBay, and they're going for a fortune.
Genuine plastic bird.
Genuine plastic stick. You know, what happened was, apparently, they were all the rage.
I'm buying up pet rock.
They were, right. They were all the rage for about 30 years. When they started like 1950 or 55 or something. They were all the rage for 20 or 30 years. Then they got to be so pervasive all over South Florida that everybody had one, and it wore off. But then when Miami Vice came on, apparently they panned over somebody's yard and everybody had pink flamingos. Next thing you know, the guy's selling a jillion of them again.
Man,
and now
that's amazing.
And now, well, it's just what happens. Anyway, he's decided to go out of business. Well, of course, he's going to sell the molds or whatever to somebody, you can bet.
Oh, great. Now you tell me.
Yeah, exactly. So if you'd bought these pink flamingos like a month ago, you'd have gotten two of them for $10. Now they're like $50 a piece on eBay, and then of course they have the ripoffs across the board.
Right,
you can tell
the Jimmy Doan. You can get your own exclusive one-off Jimmy Doan ripoff of a pink flamingo if you email us at jimmy@jimmydoan.com.
That's right, and I won't charge much at all. No, and I got
it
some.
Will look much like a flamingo, but it will be an authentic Jimmy Doan flamingo.
That's right.
It may look like a coffee cup.
So we were shut up. So anyway,
it may look like an IC chip. On a stick.
It might look like a used popsicle stick. You never can tell.
It might look like a big bag of garbage.
It could. It'll have a label on it, though.
That's right. It'll say.
Did you see my new labels?
No.
I got some great labels. Anyway. So anyway, we're disappointed about that. Okay. Next on the list is, let's see, comments. I got that. The restaurant proposals. I thought this is typical of the bureaucracy of the United Nations. They had a big, huge internet confab. The United Nations, as you know, the United Nations wants to take over the internet because the United States, in case you guys don't know, what's the name of the outfit that doles out the
Go
names?
GoDaddy?
No, not GoDaddy, but the
Network Solutions.
Network Solutions, right. Okay. It's been controlled by the United States for ever since the internet was started.
As well it should be.
As well it should be. Well, anyway, the United Nations says, well, no, now it's international. More than, not only people in the United States have got names and IP addresses.
Only the ones we care about.
Well, so we want to have the United Nations. So they had this big confab in, let's just see, where was it? They went to this, wherever they had this confab, big hotel, no internet connection.
These people are in touch.
They went. It was in Greece. It was in Athens, Greece, in the Athenian Center. Is not wired for internet. That's where they had their internet confab.
They're keeping it beautiful with no wires.
But can you imagine? Well, no, not even any wireless wires.
Right.
I mean, you wouldn't want to pollute it with radio waves or anything.
No,
Well, they're always, you know, intricately woven into the fabric of society. Those people.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What was the point of that thing?
The point was the typical bureaucracy. You know, the UN can't do anything. They run away. They're worse than the French. If you send a UN peacekeeping force into some place and somebody shows up and says, look, we're going to kill those people and you guys better get out of the way. They scamper away like scared rabbits. They're gone. The UN is UN is worthless.
They've placed more dictators in power than they've removed.
And they have,
for
and
sure.
then the scandals, the, you know, oil for.
Run away!
That's your UN peacekeeping.
That's your UN peacekeeping. Yeah. That's right. I mean, these guys, they can't, they are the absolutely the gang. They can't shoot straight. And here it is. It is so typical. You would expect no less. You go to a hotel in the center of Athens, in the Athenian Acropolis or whatever the heck it is.
Internet connection.
And we had
no connection.
And no connection.
Right,
that's right.
Right.
I mean,
typifies.
This is the whole thing. I mean, you look at what these guys have done in the past.
Right. But they're the benevolent leaders.
Right.
Right. And
Lou Dobbs probably likes seeing
it. I wouldn't doubt it, you know, because they care.
They care.
They're like Democrats. They care.
They care.
So that was good. And speaking of people, of course, that care, in Bolivia, the guy, they finally finished the nationalization. We're going to now see.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, what happened? I thought it was interesting.
Oh, cool.
Evo Morales, you know, has taken over, and he nationalized, he's taken over finally finished off the oil and gas business. And, of course, there were some American companies involved in this that got booted out or got told what to do. And some of them kowtowed, some of them didn't. Again, I don't worry about that. The only thing I worry about is when we send the Marines, when the Dole Pineapple Company in Central America, for instance, got in trouble. They called in the Marines and said, hello, sorry. You know, you pays your money and takes your choice. And that's one of the big problems we've always had in this country, is that we're very quick to send in the Marines for anything, any private type thing.
Yeah,
it's the opposite of eminent domain. It is the out-eminent domain or whatever. In other words, the military runs in and usurps private property or protects private property in a foreign country. Hey, you know, get out of there.
They warped national security into national interests.
Right.
And now we'll go to war over any national interest.
You know, can you imagine they invaded Grenada, for God's sake?
I mean, come on.
Give me a break. You know, and that's about what we
did. We're not going to invade Korea now that they backed off their thing.
Right. Well, I don't think we're going to do that anyway, because somebody might get their nose bent out. I mean, you invade Korea, somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah, they got some serious men.
Yeah, they got a million guys that are ready to die for the king
ill. They know karate.
That's right.
I did like our Korean update, though.
Hajime, Korea, so, dakedo, korero no kanji no tara dera, kanderi za isa, ochimama.
Ochimama.
Eh? Ara, kochiren joko, hajime, dogira sogoro, dira shabete, ura!
Oops.
What's it? I don't know, whatever you do, don't touch that button.
No. Oh, damn it. You hit that one.
Okay, so anyway, the deal is that Evo is taking over the country, and now you're going to see Bolivia go right down the toilet. This is so funny. I would expect the cocoa farmers to come back here pretty quick. One of the things
is a grassroots movement. For
that's
people.
Right.
Grass. He said grass.
He said grass.
You say what, man? I'm sorry, hey, I missed that. I missed grass, man.
Okay.
What do they call that? The
that's heavy shit, man.
The Wowie from Maui.
That's it.
Whatever. What I love is Bolivia is not producing enough gas to honor its existing commitments to Brazil, Argentina, and the local markets.
Well, once they put those farmers in charge, it'll really be cranking it out.
No, the whole thing's going to go. I just wonder what's going to happen. Brazil is. I don't know if you know.
They got a great model from Stalinist Russia to follow. Right?
Exactly.
It's called obviously a proven track record. Tony, whatever his name is, you know, success track thing. Done.
Yeah, it's the one thing that Hitler did was he left the factory people in charge of the factories.
Right. Well,
if he did anything not right, he would have won the world.
That was the same thing that the Americans did when they came in. They kept the Nazis in the places in politically power. You know, they kept them there. That was the big complaint, was you still have the Nazis in the bureaucracy.
In power.
Well, they're the only ones that know how to run it. And, of course, that was a mistake they made in Iraq.
Yeah, no kidding.
They killed all the people that knew what the hell was going on, in spite of the fact that...
I love it. They disbanded their army, and now they're making a new one.
That's right. And we'll see how that's going to work. That's going to be. We're going to talk about that sometime.
Well, you know, the Saddam verdict is going to be apparently.
Oh,
something.
He's going to get up on technicality.
I think so. I'd make a motion to dismiss.
Really?
A motion to dismiss.
I tried to check the Vegas line on the Saddam verdict.
Hey, that's a thought.
You know, I tried to check it, and there isn't one.
You're kidding.
You know why? Because it's 100%. There's no chance he's not becoming guilty on this.
But they said that there's going to be rioting in the streets, or there's going to be rioting in the streets, or there's going to be people celebrating in the streets. Apparently it's going to affect our election.
The
verdict is supposed to be announced tomorrow, Sunday,
right.
The 5th, and our election is on Tuesday. The question is, if the country erupts... And people start killing everybody in sight, killing all the humans or whatever it is.
Even more.
Are the Republicans going to take it on the chin on that? Or is there any chance? Let me ask you this question. Let me ask the Peanut Gallery this question. Is there any chance that people were out there saying, hooray, 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 the old great goose is dead.
The Shiites will be out there saying, wait a minute, let me get it right. One of the groups, the Sunnis or the Shiites, will be out there going, woohoo, and the other ones will be killing everybody.
Okay, the Baathists were his crowd, and I don't know where
they were the Sunnis.
But the question is that the Sunni Baathists and the Shiite Baathists,
the Kurdistan Baathists and the Baathist Baathists.
I mean, they...
I like the name, the Baath Party. It sounds good.
I like, yeah, no, that was, yeah. I mean, yeah. I can have a party like that.
Right.
I mean, you
could have a, you know, hot tub for 40.
Iraq. We better do something Sunni or the Shiite's going to hit the fan.
Cue the crickets.
I'm just not fast.
I know damn well you didn't make that one up. There you go. So anyway, what we're going to see is the thing that's surprising about this particular article about Bolivia and Morales and so forth. First of all, they can't meet their obligations right now, and they've got all the natural gas in the world. They sell a lot of it to Brazil, and Brazil's going to be upset when Brazil sent
some people over there, and they said, "You better honor those agreements."
Well, except for the fact that when it becomes socialist or whatever it is, what you're going to find is that they're not going to be able to anyway. And then you're going to see what's going to happen. That'll be interesting to see what happens. And Morales said nationalization deals will bring Bolivia about $1 billion in revenue this year and could eventually quadruple that. But he did not provide further financial details.
Hello. Is that cocaine?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, and did not.
He's got a national resource he isn't using. That's what's happening.
That's exactly right. And he's not
using it to our knowledge.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
And that's good news for us, though.
Because that means that
crack will be a lot cheaper than it used to be.
Yeah.
And better.
I've often thought that it would be great if you could get about 1 million pounds of vials of these crack and just flood all over the place, and the stuff would become so cheap that...
There's a big theory out there that the crack was all distributed to keep the black man down and keep the poor people down.
Well...
Why would you ever want to keep anybody down?
You wouldn't. I mean, the whole point is that it was distributed because they wanted to buy the stuff. It was fun, you know? I mean, they were having a good time.
The only reason you distribute anything is to keep yourself rich.
And you would hopefully like
to have your product actually have other people make money so that you could have more money at the end.
That's usually the way it's supposed to work.
It's like, where are all your customers' yachts?
Yeah, that's right. Where they ask the brokers, right? Where are the customers' yachts?
Mm-hmm.
Next market item that I noticed is against nearly universal opposition, San Francisco raises taxicab fares. And this reminds me of so many places that...
Raises it to what?
Well, they... I don't know what they did. I don't really remember.
So it's state control?
One crew ran per trip or what?
Yeah, crew ran, right. Well, it's San Francisco. But apparently it's...
Well, we know what that fare raise was.
They raise it, they raise the fees $2.50 to get in the cab or something like that. But they're doing this for the good of the people, and yet nobody wanted this thing. What this reminds me of so much is the franchises. I was thinking earlier today here locally. Of course, I guess everybody has a cable company. And I always wonder, why do the cities take over the cable company? They're in it for the money, obviously. They won't tell you that. They say because cable has become a needed resource or a needed...
They try to talk about that it would be inefficient to have the redundancy of two cable companies in town or two electric companies or two water companies. Let me tell you about redundancy. You walk into your 7-Eleven, there's 300 things to drink in there.
Right.
And every one of them is selling off the shelf. Now, like, who would have thunk? If you were in charge, if you were the czar of drinks, what would you choose? Coke and Pepsi and 7-Up. You know, and you wouldn't need Sprite if you had 7-Up.
Right.
And you wouldn't
need Dr. Pepper
if you had Mr. Pibb.
Jolt.
Well, exactly.
That's twice the caffeine.
Right.
That's
and,
right.
And you'd end up with about 10 drinks, and that'd be it. There'd be one kind of Gatorade, one coffee drink, and I'm telling you, there's 300 drinks in any 7-Eleven.
But I think they're a little bit different, and that has to do with the delivery system. That is to say, it does cost some extra money to stick up... To put in a pipe in the ground, for instance. And what they were saying was, we don't want to be digging up the streets all the time, put another pipe in. Okay, I understand that. I understand that part.
They'd find a way.
And in fact, they have found a way, and it's called satellite.
Yeah.
And everything. I'll bet we would have had satellite TV in the 30s if it hadn't been for the FCC and that
FCC,
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You're right, exactly. We'd have had satellites in the 30s.
And the deal is that also, like I told actually Lowell the other day, I was telling him that... if they disbanded the FCC, we would have 1 million different channels to listen to on the radio because everybody would be pulse coded.
Yeah.
In other words, your receiver. I can go out to the RC field and fly a radio controlled airplane on the exact same frequency as somebody else, But unless our receivers are coded the same way,
right.
we will not get interference. And I have yet to ever meet anybody that had the same thing. And the worst part is that when you lose your plane, which happens, you have to actually send your radio in and have them recode you a new receiver to bring it back. So in other words, like 103.7 on your FM dial could be one of a thousand stations or 100,000 stations. In other words, there is no reason for any of this.
No, there isn't. And again, of course, it's one of those things that once they start down this path, they don't have any way to come back. Even though if they make a mistake, no matter how rocky the path gets, no matter how many pitfalls, they use the force of the government, the guns and everything to try and use the force, Luke. Mm-hmm. And they try and to smooth it out, and it just gets worse and worse. Every time you make a correction in the road, so to speak, it makes it that much worse down the pike. So the deal, though, that I was thinking about locally here on our cable company, there's a right. They think there's a right to cable. This is part of the deal here. You have a right to cable. And I'm thinking, here I can take my regular TV set, and here in Gainesville, if I want to, I could put up just the dorpiest little antenna in the world, and I get two commercial stations and PBS. And why do I have a right, quote unquote, any more than that? I mean, I can pull those off the air and get perfect thing. I can record all that stuff.
No, you don't. It's ridiculous. The special interest got in there and they said, hey, we can let the FCC pass all this stuff. We'll be number one channel here. We get to be our big station.
Well, not only that, but of course, the city here gets franchise fee. I don't know if you look at your bill. If you look at your cellular bill or your cable bill, the tax on that is approaching 20%.
Yep.
20%.
20%.
Can you imagine? It's bad enough we pay 6.25% here sales tax. But in addition to that, another 15% roughly in franchise fees and who knows, I forget what they call them. I remember one time I got a bill because they had changed the rules and because they hadn't had time to change the bill. I'll never forget this. I got an electric bill and one of the taxes on there was miscellaneous tax.
Yeah,
no problem, man.
Miscellaneous.
What are you talking about?
Obscure tag.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Take a short break.
We'll be right back for the rest of our 15 minutes of the show.
Some light notes when we come back. And
I
stumble to the
kitchen for myself. I like that.
That was good.
Golly.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, yeah, no, it's great. I got it. Shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5. For service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Want to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. To watch him shatter, you're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Mr. Sandman.
What, do you want everybody to go to sleep now?
Well, you know, I want to make sure that we're not going to be boring for our last 15 minutes.
Yeah, another 15 minutes, that's right. Well, we did want to say thank you all for listening, the people that are listening in, Jeff. And
thank you very much.
That's right. Gino left. Jeff's still here, though. But you can also send us money. Remember, don't forget to go to jimmydone.com.
Send us a donation.
And then send us a donation. Mm-hmm. We'd like to have the money.
Mm-hmm. Or send us an email, Jimmy.
Or send us an email, jimmy@jimmydone.com. Or
any of the constituents.
Curtis at jimmydone.com. Or Eric.
Spelled either way you want.
That's right. And then Jack Rhodes will be back in a couple of weeks, I guess. Mm-hmm. Let's hope. And so that'll be fun. Anyway, a couple of little things here at the end.
By the way, next week we will not be live, in case somebody heard that. We will be running a best of show, more than likely, because Jimmy and I will be down having dinner with Buzz Aldrin and Jim Lovell.
Are they going to?
We may have.
Do we get a ride for this? We have a VIP ticket. Do we get a ride on a rocket or anything?
I don't think so, but. No. I'll look into it.
Okay, I mean, just a little, a short shuttle ride.
Yeah.
Because you remember, we went up in the Concorde. Nobody gets to do that anymore. But
I know that.
So
they're working on it. Actually, space tourism is actually
that's right. We talked about
getting
that.
Pretty good, but you know, goes Eric and Jimmy right there.
Rocket up my butt. Okay, I wanted to ask you about this, counselor. Man gets filed.
Guilty. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
What is it? Sentence? What is it? Execution first, trial later, or something?
Halt.
Man gets 508 years in sex assault case, and I was thinking this is in Colorado someplace.
Colorado Springs.
Is that right? Okay, 32-year-old man convicted of
using... by Stitchy Boo and everybody.
He did Hanger Dogs.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, okay, good. Don't forget to listen to Hanger
Maybe
Dogs.
Maybe that is... Stitch.
Ooh, a 32-year-old man.
That's true.
It says convicted of using his youthful looks. Stitch looks young.
Stitch does look young.
So to defend a sexually assault teens who are sent.
It's Pinky.
Oh, it's Pinky. That's it's right. Pinky. That's okay. No question about it. It's Pinky. Okay, that's good. Oh, we figured that.
Right.
I haven't heard from him.
Haven't been on the air. That explains it.
Okay, now we understand. Okay.
So 508 years. So he gets out.
So he gets out in. I think he gets out in 2516.
Well, that's cool. The world will be a little different.
Well, what I'm saying
508, that's a normal sentence.
Well, I'm thinking it's a little, but the thing, you got to ask yourself, first of all, what's going to happen is he's not going to go into freezing. It's going to be the age of spiritual machines where they're going to implant whatever they do, right? So he'll outlive his sentence.
Right.
But you can imagine what happens when they let him go. I mean, you know, he gets out, he says, I'm free at last.
Mm-hmm.
The year is 2516.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, what? I mean, he'll say, where's my money? And they'll say, money? What's that? I mean, or he'll, you know, where are the chicks? Chicks, what are they?
I'm free. I'm free.
That's exactly what I loved about this, but I thought this was interesting. The district attorney's office is very pleased with this sentence, as our goal was to keep Mr. McGee away from children for the rest of his life. But, I mean, what happened when he gets out?
Well, then he has to.
I mean, I don't think the district attorney thought far enough ahead.
Well, I mean,
no, they should have been life.
Children at 508 years in the future. I mean, everybody's gonna live forever. Why would you need to breed? Well, I guess has some kind of thing about that.
You'd certainly want to.
That's part of
the fun.
Okay.
Naples, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
This is now the reason I bring this up is because I lived in Naples for a while.
Yeah, when you had your fishing pole.
That's right. That's
fishing gun.
What was the fishing gun pole thing.
I can't believe that they got upset about that. I went out. What was it? The Ruger Mini 14 or the AK?
Yeah,
it was the Ruger.
It was the Ruger. I went out there. I waded out into the Gulf, blasted away, and didn't catch anything. And the next thing you know, the cops come by and ask me what I'm doing.
Right.
I said I'm fishing.
Right. As you slugged him with your Jim Beam bottle.
Well, that's right. Now, I was in my own house. I mean, you know, but they...
Right,
they,
that's
they,
true. That's, but it was a community apartment.
I was out in the ocean. I was out in the Gulf.
I
was in international waters. I mean, you know, give me a break. I was not on private property anymore. I was out there. So give me a break.
Right.
Anyway, the Naples Committee OK's plan to make developers fund public art. Now, one of the things that I found years ago, I lived in Naples for a while, and back, this was like 25 years ago, and I thought then they were like little Hitlers, little Stalins or whatever. I mean, they were really...
They have evolved.
Well, the thing about Naples, for those of you that don't know, Naples is a fantastically wealthy place. I mean, you can't even get in the... If you don't have $1 million, don't go near Naples. I mean, it's big
if
money.
If you have a Yugo, you can't get off the off-ramp, man.
No, that's right. No, they have a special Yugo blaster paintball thing. That's right. If you try and get off if the car is more than a couple of years old or worth less than about $20,000, it gets paintballed on the exit ramp.
Yeah, you get up on the exit ramp, and then there's those track switchers. It goes right back.
You don't understand it. You thought you got off,
I'm back on the
highway. What happened? Yeah. I don't know how this works. So anyway, they have that, now they've decided the wisdom in this. They've decided if you build any kind of commercial building at all, and this includes condominiums and gated communities, you have to devote a certain amount of it to art.
Well, that's just for the good of the community.
Well, that's what they say, of course. But I mean, the question is, let me tell you something that I find interesting. This particular police power to make things pretty, started in Naples in the 50s, I think, in that area, down in that area, but back before Naples got blown off the map by Donna in 61. Should have bought property in Naples in 62. It was free. But that was when the hurricane came through and blew it off the map. But anyway, I digress. Wait a minute. I'm coming back. Oh, okay. The deal is that it turned out that somebody sued. They wanted to have a sign ordinance in Naples. To say that you couldn't, the sign could only be so big or whatever it was.
No and cafe risque.
No, but this is back in the old days. I mean, somebody wanted to put up just a regular old sign and they said, no, your sign is too ugly or something like that. And they won. That is the case law that has governed all of this stuff ever since the mid 50s. And so this now, they're going to get, they got away with this. The amount of art that you have to buy depends on the square footage. They tried to do it according to like 1.25% they do that here for the government buildings. But 5% or 10% or 6% or 2% of the money has to be devoted to art because to enlighten the community. One of the things that I find
that's why we got the freaking French fries.
Yeah, the French fries.
There.
Exactly. Here we have this thing. What are you talking about? And
it's a statue that looks like giant 20-foot tall French fries.
All laid.
It's supposed to enlighten us in some way.
There's no trans fat.
It was exactly. That's about the only thing good about it. It was several $100,000 to make that thing.
And all it is like a bunch of steel girders welded together and laid there.
I mean, what a bunch of junk. What a hunk of junk.
Well, the thing about it is they're going to have an art committee, of course, and with a professional that's going to select this stuff. In other words, you don't get you don't get a certificate of occupancy unless they pass on your art in your project.
Oh, I'm sorry, your art is inferior.
That's right. Can you imagine what would happen if you had a latter day Picasso, for instance, and they say no,
you made a hole through it.
Yeah,
you know, you just sit there. I mean,
this reminds me of when I was in Miami in the development board. I saw this incredible presentation of this building that they were trying to build in Miami Beach. And it was these two twin towers, 40 stories high. I mean, it obviously taken an architect, a team of architects, weeks and months to develop these plans and these buildings.
Even with AutoCAD.
Right. I mean, even with the latest equipment, this was months of $100,000 in architect fees minimum. And the commission and the board were saying things like, well, could you make a hole in it so the light shines through? And
not me.
It was just amazing to me, the stupidity of the questions. But these people had absolute power. They had plenary power.
Well, I mean, it's interesting you mentioned it because that happened here in Gainesville this last week. The Development Review Board, I watched them here on Channel 12. You talk about somebody that is in way over their head, that is like three pay scales below where they need, I don't know if they get paid, but this guy.
And it's still three
pages. They had these guys, and they were asking questions. The attorney was up there saying they wanted to review some particular, it was someplace called Banana or something like that. It had come through and they'd been turned down, or they wanted to do something and it didn't get through right. And so the attorney had come up and says, look, we're going to sue, but you have the ability to change your mind on this thing and it's going to come through who knows what. But the questions that the development review board were asking were, I'm watching this same thing. Are they from another planet?
Yeah, these guys
are
like
another.
The guys
they
down
didn't
there
have a clue what was happening.
This was like they had grabbed five people off the beach down there and asked them, like, what do you think of this design? And they were saying things like, well, we should have more bicycle parking, don't you think? Some people are going to want to ride their bicycles there, and we should have more bicycle parking. So can we move this building over 15 feet?
Right.
It's like, oh, I love the building. Can we make it face north? No.
Can you round these corners? Right. I mean, it's because I guess what happened is they've been playing too much with the computer, and they see how easy it is to do on the computer, and I guess maybe they think that that's the way bricks and mortar work.
Yeah, you just rotate it around.
Just rotate it around.
This reminds me
of Photoshop.
It's only 1.5%. You know, this reminds me of this article I read this week in Discover Magazine, where they had this guy, Jeffrey Sachs, a World Bank Millennium Fund person, and he's going to cure the world of all these hideous things, malaria, AIDS, all this stuff, and all he wants is 0.7% of the gross national product.
And, of the world.
Right. Of each country that he's approached.
Okay.
And I'm thinking to myself, well, shoot, if you had 130 of these guys, that's all the money. Yeah. I mean, that's it.
Mm-hmm. And there are 130 people.
At least.
That will say that for 0.7, I will do that. I will
right.
cure this.
They'll cure. There's tens of thousands of them. That's the whole point. The Democrats miss it all the time. All of their ideas are very noble, but that's the whole point. They're all noble. And who can decide the proper balance between them?
Well, the thing about it is
the market.
The market figures it out. But the other thing is that when these guys choose a winner, so often you don't realize they have chosen the losers, too.
Right.
There are all the people who are unworthy.
Right.
As Elaine,
even Kramer,
as Elaine said in Seinfeld, you know, not sponge worthy. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that one?
No.
Okay. Cute.
But I mean, even Kramer, crazy Kramer, Kramerica Jim Kramer.
Yeah, money, smart money.
Mad money.
And even though, I mean, he posts all of his losings on his website as well. And again, you know, That's what they do. In other words, they're not right all the time, you know, and
right.
he admits it, you know, like he should, like he's
that's
supposed
right.
to.
Well, right. the thing about it is, and you hit the nail on the head. One thing the governments never do is admit that they're wrong. That's
absolutely
right. They
not.
Never do. It doesn't
no
matter.
Way.
And the more they plan, the less you can plan.
The planners, I read an article.
That's their idea.
They will relieve you of the burden.
Right.
Of any responsibility. I will take care of you. And as what was it, what's the saying? The ultimate in freedom is slavery, or the ultimate slavery is freedom. No, the ultimate slavery is freedom, or something along those lines. Cue the crickets. Okay, no. There is a, we're leaving.
Well, we have about a minute left.
Okay,
Go ahead. Good.
So anyway, the bottom line is I wrote to my friend down there that when I was down there in Naples before, I wrote to her and I asked her, I said, have they completely lost their mind?
Right. What'd she say?
She hasn't written me back yet, but I expect to hear from her. But I mean,
they probably have her under siege.
Well, they may, but I'm just right. blown away by how
is she a libertarian.
Yes, guess what? Because I spent some time with her.
And you
taught her the right way.
The dark side.
I vote
libertarian this election.
Oh, that's right.
Seriously, do it.
I did on my blog.
Jimmy Doan. Well, just go to JimmyDoan.com.
Right, and the blog. And I told people why I'm voting libertarian. Not Republican, not Democrat, but there is a reason.
And there are lots of reasons to do it,
there
actually.
There are lots of reasons.
But I'm sure that you nailed it right on the head.
I think I did.
You know, well, then that, you know, do it and write us.
That's right. And you can leave notes. My blog, by the way, is open. You can just click
open
on the end
source.
And anonymously tell me to, you know, go do something unnatural in Belgium with an animal.
All right. We'll take pictures of it and put it on the next show.
I love it. This would be great fun.
All right. Well, we love you guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, thank you so much. And Jimmy at JimmyDoan.com. We look forward to your emails. Hello, Patty. Hello, Tarzana.
Hello, Jeff. Vino, everybody.
Everybody.
Hang your dogs.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're gone.
Bye-bye.
We appreciate your listening to The Jimmy Doan Show. Spread the word by making CDs for your friends of The Jimmy Doan Show. 4 out of 5 porn stars recommend Jimmy Doan. Few animals were hurt in the taping of The Jimmy Doan Show.
Like this one.